USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The father of a man accused of setting off a July 4th mass shooting has been charged.
Robert Crimmel Jr. is facing several felony counts of reckless endangerment related to helping his son get a firearms owner ID card or an FOID. Bobby Crimmel is accused of killing 7 people and wounding dozens of others in the attack in Highland Park, Illinois. As a condition of his $50,000 cash bond, Robert Crimmel must surrender his guns, along with his FOID and conceal and carry license. He's also prohibited from buying guns. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Rent prices are on the decline. That's according to real estate marketplace Zillow, which reported the largest one-month drop in at least 7 years last month. The company's observed rent index showed prices dipped by 0.4% from October to November. Elon Musk's take on freedom of speech on social media doesn't necessarily extend to his private jet.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A U.S. House committee is set to discuss Donald Trump's tax returns next week. The committee will meet on Tuesday to discuss the former president's tax returns, which they obtained late last month. Croatia takes third place at the World Cup, edging Morocco 2-1. The final is set for Sunday between Argentina and France as they look to repeat their 2018 World Cup title. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some politicians are taking aim at social media.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12 plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
James Cameron's latest Avatar is a hit with filmgoers. Avatar: The Way of Water raked in $53 million at the box office on opening day. It still has a long way to go to beat the original, which grossed more than $2.9 billion worldwide. Avatar is the all-time best at the box office. Saturday Night Live veteran Cecily Strong is leaving the program after a decade, Variety reported. The December 17th episode was expected to be her final appearance as a cast member. Well, history made on the gridiron Saturday as the Minnesota Vikings overcame a 33-0 setback to turn back the Indianapolis Colts 39-36 in overtime. France looks to become the first consecutive World Cup champion since Brazil when they take on Argentina for the title on Sunday in Qatar. Brazil won the World Cup in 1958 and again in 1962. I'm Jerry Barmash. USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.